thoughts.
First off, can just talk a little bit about this series was tight, and you guys are out shooting them both nights by a lot. Where do you feel things broke down?
You run into games like that sometimes where you put up 40-plus shots and you run into some good goalies and things don't go your way. But there's some breakdowns that we have to clean up and that put us in these situations. And everybody's been talking about it, these learning experiences. We have to just learn and do it now and go from there and go day by day.
Talk a little bit about just the process in the room. You know, this is four or five in a row that were close. A lot of them should have been a win. How do you guys keep your head in it, keep the morale up in the room?
Well, like I said, there's a lot of positive things if you're putting 40 plus shots at the net. And I mean, most of the nights that doesn't happen. It's a game of hockey. Things happen in weird situations. And we're going to come back at it, and we're just going to keep sticking to our game plan and working hard. And like I said, everything's day by day here, and keep getting at it.
Your line this season, no matter who you've got on your wings, has seemed to have a lot of energy. You feeling some really good chemistry?
Yeah, with the guys that I'm playing with, I'm trying to keep everything simple and figuring out what their advantages are, and whether it's skating or moving the puck or making or shooting the puck, and incorporating it in my play, and just using a lot of communication. They talk about talking to your guys, and that's what I've been doing. And the two guys I've been with these last two games, they've been awesome, and I feel like we're clicking well. And like I said, there's a lot of positives there.